Hi, welcome to Paws Up, an advice podcast by one pet parent for another, with the goal to help you and your furry friend navigate towards a happy and healthy future. So, let's jump right on in. This is Alexis, your resident dog mom. Today, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks regarding adopting a new pet. So, I get asked a lot how to welcome a new pet into your home. And I typically tell people to do three things. First, look at your current lifestyle. Why do you want an animal in the first place? Do you want someone to sit at home with you on the couch after work? Do you want someone to go on jogs and hikes with you? Or do you just want a little bit of extra love in your life? That'll help you determine what kind of animal you want, first of all. And second of all, what kind of temperament you want. Because not all animals are the same. And if you go into adopting an animal wanting a calm, chill friend, and then get a high energy puppy, it might not work out the way that you want to. And you might not have as pleasant of an outcome as you could have. Now, after you kind of realize what kind of animal would fit you the best, let's talk about bringing it into your home. Now, no matter what kind of home you're in, whether you live with family, on your own, or with roommates, it's important to think ahead of time and prepare. So if you live with roommates, make sure that you have a plan when you're going to bring the animal home, places that the animal is allowed versus where they are not allowed to go, and think of a training program that will work with your entire household, because animals need consistency. If you bring an animal home and you're trying to get it acclimated and trained to fit into your household, it might not yield the best results if not everybody's on board, because your animal's just going to be confused because it might have mixed signals on when things are allowed versus when things aren't. So it's important to have that kind of plan with your roommates. Last thing I'd say is be open. So be open to all avenues of adoption. Whether you plan on adopting an animal from a shelter or even looking at a breeder, just make sure that you're keeping your options open, because sometimes the best things in our life come to us unexpectedly. Even with my dog, I got her one day out of pure chance from a woman who was unsure what to do with her and was about to dump her in the woods. I made the split second decision to go pick her up and save her, and it's been one of the best choices I think I've ever made. So just remember that not everything goes to plan, especially with your animals. They're their own unique personalities and beings, and you need to be open and realize that they're not always going to fit into the mold of what you think is your perfect animal. Thank you so much for listening today. And before we go, let's have Gigi sign us off.